Let's bring in Dwayne Dunn and also Dean Lester after that second race. Dino, to you first of all, we're just talking about what the Hayes boys have done, and I think they'd be pretty happy with what they've been able to achieve in the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, it's only really sort of 3 or 4 months since Tom left, and they've been going, they're going along well. But this is a significant win because they paid pretty good money for this filly off the back of a win in New Zealand, and I've been following that sort of form reference, and yeah, she was quite a high price purchase. So getting a stakes win today has put all that back into her.
She, the runner up, was good.
Yeah, she probably should have won with a bit of momentum and a bit of luck. She'd have been a good thing Thursday at Ballarat. I know that. But they elected to come here and they nearly got the good prize, and she'll be winning a race very soon. Our Heidi, she's a really nice filly.
It's the spot of death so often, isn't it, Dino, when they land on the leaders' backs there and the leaders are just going well enough to hold their line and there's not much room to get a gap.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of movement, and I think the nature of the beast in these fillies races, Shark, these fillies, we talk about them week in, week out, there's not a lot between them. They're an even bunch. She might end up being one of the better ones, our Heidi, in time. But 7 fillies there within about 2 lengths of each other on the line.
Dwayne, he stamps his foals, D.A. Hayes, doesn't he? That's the first time looking at Ben just then, just what a dead ringer he is for his old man. I was wondering whether the follicular challenge might kick in as well, like it did with his granddad and his dad. But for the moment, he's got a good head of hair. But how much, you've had a lot to do with the Hayes family, how much of David is there in Ben particularly?
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree there. He's been brought up alongside David, and he's very much alike. It's a bit of a funny story, that they grew up just above us in Hong Kong. So Dylan spent a lot of time with JD, Will, and Ben. So I think they've been thrown into the deep end probably a couple of years before. They would really like to be there, but they're starting to get their head around it and start to understand the industry a fair bit. And as it's been well documented, David wanted to go and make an impact in Hong Kong. So he's picked the eyes out of the stable, so no doubt he's taking a lot of his heavy hitters and try to get a good start in Hong Kong, which he has. So that's very hard to replace them horses down here, and it's going to probably take them a year or two to rebuild and get their weight for age horses back up to the numbers they would like.
And Dean, for you as well, and to Dwayne, is the key for the boys to not aim to shoot the lights out like the family history is, that they maybe, in order to rebuild, they have to lower their sights and not expect too much of themselves, which is probably a bit of a family burden, Dino?
Well, I think that's exactly what they've done, Matty, more to the point. I don't think they have to be told that. I think they are doing it, and it's significant, and that's why they're striking well for to have as Dwayne said, they haven't got the absolute pick of the stable. They go elsewhere, and they're still hitting the mark pretty well.
Yeah, it's a big call for them to step up and be expectations to be that much of a heavy hitter. And I don't think they probably expected Tom Dabernick to take as many owners as what he did when he stepped aside and then went out on his own. So they've got a pretty big rebuild coming forward.
And maybe Will's about to join them because he just recently got the chop from the doggies, Dwayne, Dean.
Yes.
Yes, that's always been going to be on the cards, but maybe Luke Beveridge has fast-tracked that.
Hey, guys, just on the Hayes transition, I personally think that David made a miscalculation about what a difficult scenario he was leaving behind. How big a challenge? Has this been a bit of a tactical, not say a blue, but in the history of the dynasty of Lindsay Park, did David set them a real curveball by heading back to Hong Kong?
I think it landed in their lap a lot earlier. I think that the true picture would have been perfect for them to set up Singapore and have Tom go up there and fly the flag, David back to Hong Kong and the boys here in Australia, and that'd be such a big, dominant stable. I think that was the ideal scenario, but that didn't come to fruition.
Just a quick one, boys, looking ahead. Dean, first of all, race 4, how do you see this race unfolding?
I think Generation's well suited here. Doesn't have to get hard down to the rail, and I think he's got the right sort of form lines. Again, there's not a lot between these, but I think he's well suited. This is the right race for him to break through.
Yeah, one of your best of the day generation, Dwayne. Who do you like in the red anchor?
Yeah, I'm liking Dosh. Just hopefully they can just put the brakes on and just get it at idle the mid part of this race. I think the track's still running well enough for her, and I think she'll be hard to beat. I'm interested to watch Morning Glory. I think he might be a horse on the way up going forward.
Hey, Dwayne, pardon me, haven't asked you about Zaki yet. Obviously, you might just have to hold that one sec
because we're about to go in Sydney. So, okay. Dwayne, if you can hang on, we'll come back after Randwick and I'll get your thoughts there. Dino, we'll have a chat to you a little later as well because we've got to head up to Sydney, have a chat to Bowie. They're not far away from the Brian Crowley Stakes. Who do you like here, Bowie? Which is a firm favourite and, gee, created a huge impression on debut. Have you had a good look at the Brian Crowley here, Sharky, as well?
Yeah, I'd like Abel Willie as well. Yeah, that debut win was really good. Yeah, he's clearly got some rough edges to him, but there's a motor there and that can get them out of trouble. Bowie, what do you think of O President first up? I expected him to go a little bit better than he did.
I think Bowie might have gone. Oh, no, you're there. Good. Good on you, Chris. Great to get your thoughts once again. Dwayne, are you still there, mate?
Yes, I am, mate.
Yeah, so Matty was wanting to ask you about Zaki. We've got a couple of minutes there behind the barriers here for the next step.
Unrelated reason, seemingly, today, Dwayne, but there was just the whole Melbourne thing just never seemed quite on track the whole time, did it, with Zaki?
It started off as well as what they'd like, but just couldn't gather momentum after that. No doubt there has been some issues, and I think Nick Ryan was pretty happy to hand the horse back, which was probably a flag early to say that there was something probably not quite right. He probably didn't like the pressure of holding the baby there. So maybe there was a bit more behind the scenes than what has been produced through the media. But it's unfortunate for Connections to get this close and not be able to run in a beautiful race.
Well, fingers crossed that whatever the little niggle or the ailment is from the elevated temperature, they can get on top of that quickly because the Connections have said they are keen to get to Flemington. I mean, there's three VRC board members involved in the ownership, so I'd love to see him run in a McKinnon as well. Dwayne, you cast an eye far and wide. Have you had a look at anything in this next race as they enter the barriers at Randwick?
No, I haven't actually seen Sydney today. I haven't had a chance to have a look at them, but... my wife does have a runner up there later today.
Ooh.
So, good luck if you want to invest on that.